Ich so richtig starte das, aber start.
Ja. Alright, Gents, how?
Good, good. We new studios.
Good, hey, new studios. What happened to the new merch?
Things are so cloudy.
It's coming. The merch is coming.
What happened to the guy? Did he tell you the story about the?
Hey man, I'll plan for you.
Yes, payment deposit.
Yeah, just give me a deposit and all.
And then
I'll make plan.
And
then 599 just for you, eh? No money, right?
And your plan was to run. So yeah, that's where our t-shirts are run. But we'll get the t-shirts. And Chief, remember we're talking on Saturday about this whole subscribing thing.
Yes.
On YouTube.
Mm. Yes.
Mm. And I met this guy and he thinks he knows it all over. Him, but I saw you on YouTube. But yeah, sure. Did you subscribe? I don't know.
Say it's a bank.
You know, I want to think about it first and watch the show
and see if it's,
and
worth,
see
it.
If it's worth my money. Huh?
Money.
It's funny how people still think that way. Eh?
People still think subscribing is about also, paying a subscription.
It's free, guys. Subscribe for free. Press the button, like the videos, share with your friends.
Okay,
it's free.
Let's put it this way. To subscribe is just like following us. So please just follow us. It helps us with sponsors and t-shirts. And paying for the t-shirts. Because clearly I've been robbed. So
that
I need...
one who made a plan is gone.
You all don't know how to play YouTube. I'm going to play YouTube.
Mm. I see.
So please subscribe, like, share.
So I'm looking like, at this share. Guy and...
He doesn't know.
Nah, he thought he was smart. I was like, whatever.
No, there was a girl who was like, it was that simple to subscribe. I'm like, how? What?
Dude,
what did you think was... I think they think that you're going to give name, surname, ID. It's just subscribe.
Yeah.
And then please share and then just write something. If you like Mswati's hair, just write it. If you like Tuso, like you're always telling me, Gigi is so cute, write it down there. I mean, he'd like to see it because he thinks I'm lying. So please write it. And then the guys that we talk about, please comment below because
Linda makes you guys up.
Okay. The names, bruh. Like, there's such common names. Mm.
Like, today we've got this boo.
The funny thing is that you both know this boo. The other one, you all know these people.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, you don't know.
Okay.
Okay, let's start the show, guys. We're
so,
ready.
Yeah, man, welcome, gents. New
How's
month.
It?
Yeah, buddy.
New show,
Most
new
man.
Studio.
Yep.
All cloudy. Ish, I was the late one today. So, let's get the ball rolling. Gentlemen at the back, we are grateful you are still in the country.
Countdown is it has started. We are watching.
Next time we get here, if we see two black people at the back, then
the studio's ours, Baba.
We've taken over.
We've been trumped.
So yeah, man, welcome to everyone. New month, new studio, new show. The format has changed.
Exciting.
But not much has changed. So the usual, we have the typical guy, we have the other guy, we have myself, and we're still helping people get cars. So if you do have any needs, you want us to help you buy a car, drop us a mail, drop us a WhatsApp. Don't send nudes.
Please send him privately.
Yeah, no.
Clearly, he's
I'll
desperate.
I'll put my number down at the bottom there. All right, so let's get to it, man.
Sure.
Why are we changing?
Why?
No. You guys spoke and you told us that we take too long and we talk forever and ever. So we've shortened the program. It's 30 minutes long. We're going to get to it fast, lovely, so that you can go do other things. Then listen to three middle-aged men.
You guys have lives, right?
Yeah, three middle-aged men talking about rubbish.
So let's get to another middle-aged man.
We must call this midlife crisis.
Midlife crisis on a Saturday afternoon.
Yes.
But funny enough, people will actually ask me, when is it coming?
Yes.
When is it dropping? I'm like, okay, at least.
Thanks for the support, guys.
Thanks.
You're doing something right.
When you're doing that. Saturday drops the podcast. From this month, I think once a month, we're going to have an interview. We had an interview with the insurance guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to happen. We're going to try and do road tests. That's going to drop once a week. So watch out. There'll be about three drops. And then we're going to be starting a new
segment,
Cracking Mechanic, your own channel. So you'll be following her around while she fixes her stuff. There's one project that she wants to do, which she's excited about. What else? What else are we missing? And then we're going to get t-shirts once I find this guy.
And then we're running a competition. Did you know? Well, now you know.
Now I know.
There's a competition. We're giving away.
Yes. We'll put the t-shirt. They're going to be four made. That's 1, 2, 3, 4. We're going to give away 10, hey?
Yeah, 10.
So it's t-shirts. Four t-shirts for us. No, it's 3 for us and then 7 extra. So there'll only be 7 t-shirts. So write down there, subscribe, and then write something, and then the most interesting ones will give the t-shirt. Mm. It's 1 in 10 in... How big is the population? In a billion.
60 million.
It's 10 in 60 million.
And so those t-shirts are exclusive.
Exclusive, yeah.
One of ones.
Yes.
So please, guys, if you want to get one of those t-shirts,
I'll put the picture up there.
Put a nice comment, like, subscribe, and then you'll get that.
And then put a comment, and then the top 10 we'll choose. We'll actually come here and say that guy, and then we'll choose who you are.
Dope. All right, that's nice. Let's get on with the show.
Did you read it? Ten times.
I read it. That's why I know it's a typical name that's been made up.
Okay.
So today we have Zbu, who's 30 something.
Mm-hmm.
He's single. I don't know why people need to tell us their relationship status. Are we a freaking dating show?
But because, Angeti, if you say I'm not single, I'm married, then you can't buy him like the car that you chose.
Okay.
You see, like the car he chose.
All right. Anyway, so Zbu doesn't have children and he wants a car to travel between Joburg and Free State to see his clients. He wants a stylish car. He wants to get to his client quickly, so he needs a quick car. And it must be comfortable, right? His budget is 100K.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't want a Polo. He's driven a 2000
TT.
Audi TT.
Ooh, I like those.
1.8T manual.
Mm.
And he thinks it's...
No, I think that's a
good impressed. Car. So here's the question. What car would we suggest for Zbu? And the TT would we recommend?
Yes. Yes.
Let's get on. End of the segment.
Don't get a convertible. Get a coupe. Get the TT 1.8T 32. No, it's a 20 valve engine. It's 185 kilowatts. Get it. Yeah. Then done. Let's go home.
Okay. Let's go home. I agree.
It's got a hard on. Look,
I love that car. I love it.
You see that? So this is my suggestion to Zbu.
Yeah.
It's a 2005 Mercedes C-Class. C32 sports coupe, the V6.
I like those.
Right, I really love this car.
Mm.
89 grand, so it's got 11,000 rand dinyana to
go and buy and a new engine to put a deposit for a new engine.
And the kilometers, yeah, wow.
190, 189, 950.
One trip to Joburg and it's on 190. But that's the car that I selected. I obviously went for one car because I just felt with the budget, yeah. And looking for all of those things for 100,000, limited choices. So that's my car.
What do you think, Tus?
It was on my shortlist.
I know.
Good choice.
What? You can't smash it.
He can't smash it. Look,
I had a friend of mine.
I liked these cars when they came out.
Car.
They were lovely cars. The V6 was a lovely sounding car.
I prefer that than a compressor.
The compressor was I like them, but I mean they're not without problems. They're not without problems, and the problem is that they're not without problems. Let me say this. They're not without cheap problems.
Mm.
They're expensive
Something
to fix.
Something goes wrong. Yeah, I actually know someone that owns one exactly like this white one. He's got issues, but my thing is, if you look after the car, it looks like that.
Yeah.
But it's going to be expensive.
To maintain, to do this.
It's in good condition looking after it, I can't fault it, really.
Yeah, it's a nice car. It's spacious. And then there's that locking mechanism with these ones.
Mm.
It used to fail regularly. There's a locking. Nino Loki and a Tolol. And I had a friend that happened.
Mm.
Two friends that happened. They had a locking issue.
Wow. Okay.
But nice car. I can't fault it. It's you're getting there. Clearly, we must pull me some new t-shirts.
Please don't.
I would say if you get this one, just take that 11,000, invest it somewhere. with a high return.
You're gonna need it.
You'll need it by the time before end of June, July, we would have spent 11,000. To services is quite expensive. So, but if you take care of it and it's a six cylinder, it's a smooth car. It's I can't fault it.
So, number one, does it tick the box of being cool. stylish?
Yeah.
Number two,
it's got that flavor of gas. Yeah, it's quick enough.
Comfort.
It's comfortable enough.
All right.
It does kick.
And it fits the budget.
Yeah.
Right?
Let's,
all right.
Let's see.
Let's see a buddy boy, Mr. T.
He's regretting it now. I know. He's like, why did I choose this one?
Not at all. Not at all. I also believe this car ticks the boxes, and these things are becoming somethings of classics.
Mm.
2001 BMW Z3 3 liter. That's the same engine that was in the E36 330i. Mm. Have you heard that thing, man? Ah. Mm. And in a lighter package like this, the car is a manual, fun to drive, low center of gravity, 50-50 weight distribution. It's a beaut. And this specific one with those rims will put it up.
Very, how many keys? Nice.
204.
With a straight,
it's a 2001. It's a good mileage for the year, for the age.
You know what I like about it? It's becoming a classic.
Mm.
I don't know about the 3 liter, if that's a classic, but it's becoming a classic.
It's becoming, yeah.
It's becoming a wanted.
The M is already a classic, and this one is.
It's wanted.
Highly desirable.
That gearbox clutch, you're going to change the clutch a couple of times. It's got a lot of kilometers.
Once every 5 years.
No. It's a 331. Rich is a car very regularly.
Is it manual? You look after your car, looks after you. Like any other car.
200, I'm worried about, the same thing I can say about the Merc in this. It's got expensive problems. It's less electronics, but it's got expensive problems.
BMW, not so much as Mercedes. No, listen. Especially looking at the budget, I wouldn't recommend that you take it to BMW, but there are enough Adamai approved guys we can work on this.
You know
car.
What my worry is? If you're going to use this as a daily, you're already on 2,009,000 kilometers. Hire March, hire September, you'll be on 2,030. And now your steering wheel, your chair, Dijuan.
Guys traveling, Velcom,
petrol. And the pet. One thing that you're not talking about, those things.
Ciao.
They just do this. Hi.
Where's that?
They're not even shy about it.
But not on the open road.
Look, there's nothing wrong with these cars. Economic. I would like him, especially if we could have this as a second car, as a Sunday thing.
Take it
out, fix it slowly, to be a nice project.
Mm.
But I generally do my homework, and
here we go again.
it's standard.
Kind of awesome
by the score. Time, but I won last week.
No, you didn't win. You saw that guy doesn't know his story.
Pooh, the Jeep.
Oh,
and you saw the message.
What happened?
The fly one.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, the fly one.
The fly one chose.
She preferred a Jeep over a 220.
Yeah,
Jeep.
She doesn't like BMG. If she has to take number two,
there's the person who likes the Defender.
The Golf. No, the Golf.
The lady who drives the Golf with the faulty.
The faulty gearbox. Remember the convertible Golf?
Fly one.
Yeah, the fly one.
You suggested the 220.
We suggested the 220. So I win. What is the score? 2-1.
2-2.
Please. I've been ahead now. It's 2-1.
We need VAR and the ref.
It's 2-1-1. Anyways, I did my homework. Look. I still maintain, if you can find they're also becoming a classic, the TT, 1.8T. I saw one for 120. But if you can find it, I'm sure you can find it at 100,000. Mm. Get a manual. It's a 1.8T engine, and those engines are bulletproof. You can't dispute that because they're in Golfs. Those 1.8T engines are in Golfs.
Turbos are problematic.
It's a turbo. It would be a problem. Just like your clutch is going to be a problem. Just like your key is going to be a problem. Wow. So it's going to be a problem. But the turbos, to refix these turbos, it's going to be a 19,000 man job. How do I know this? I fixed one of those turbos. It's a 19,000 man job.
Okay.
So I'd say go for the TT if you can find one. If you can't, stop it. Stop being fancy. Stop it.
No,
I'm saying. I promise you, these two cars, they look good. They sound good. but they're not good for the bank. No, they're not good.
Sound like that ETV guy.
That
Emmanuel tonight.
On Emmanuel. Why Emmanuel?
Why Emmanuel?
That guy says a whole lot of stuff.
Why don't you say on the news?
On the news, and it's like Action Friday.
We've got
Rambo, shooting and cooling and yeah. Anyways.
Look, all of sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-T.
This guy is a perv. He just now he's talking. He's just turned a nice little child's thing. Like, you know, a child like okay, now every time my child is listening to that song, when I hear him, K-I-S, look at K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
I-N-G.
Okay, look, Spoo, I say this. Get the TT. It's good on fuel. It's a 1.8 engine. It doesn't have a lot of electronics. Very few things will go wrong.
So why do we have these two options?
If you can't get it, forget these two. Get a nice 1.2 ODA1. It's 99,000. He's yawning. A1, 1.2T, it's good on fuel. You know, to maintain it's going to be cheap. It's sporty, nyana, it's stylish. Nyana. Yeah, it has nyana. Nothing to do. It's quiet and it's good.
It's the memo nyana.
And then get that. It's done 183,000 Ks. It has nothing inside that car. It has auxiliary, but nothing to go wrong. That is my worry.
So there's nothing in the car. This guy's going to be driving Velcom to.
But there's aux. There is an auxiliary. There's. What do you want? You want auxiliary? You want Bluetooth? What else do you want? None of their cars have got even a Bluetooth. You're going to be phoning, and their cars, because they're made of all lisenge, you're going to have to open the roof. Like, hello! Hello! I can't hear you! So this has got a Bluetooth. It's got, you can play your music. Can play your music. You want to play tape decks on your car. Ne? So I say, get that. Or a Fiesta.
Wow.
Those cars are good.
Linda.
They make sense.
Working. Okay, tell the viewers about the Fiesta, let's hear.
The Fiesta is 144,000 Ks, 98,000, so 1.4 trend. Bluetooth, you can play music. What else do you want? What else do you want?
I'll tell you what else you want. I'll tell you.
It's good on fuel. It's peppy.
Written down here.
What?
It's peppy. Right here. He wants a stylish car. Nothing stylish there.
Both options. Okay, you have to understand my option. I'm saying, get the TT. Yes, that's my first option. Right, get the TT.
Then full stop.
But
then
now let's decide. If you can't get a TT, now I'm saying out of those three cars, hey man, forget these things. Then it's about to run. Go for a newer car. It's fine.
Stylish, not stylish. One that can get him to his lines quickly.
1.2T.
He's
gonna get there with a full tank still. When he's gonna get there, can you pay me a deposit? I need petrol to
but
go home, man.
We need you now.
Yes.
So
you're trying very hard to justify your wrong choices.
Let's forget the small one. TT.
And a TT is not your car, by the way.
I agree with him. Car. Yeah, I say yes. TT is a good car.
So TT. Now it's between the Benz and the BM.
Yes, these other two are out.
Mercedes.
You are saying
Mercedes-Benz.
The BM should rather be a classic
Mercedes-Benz,
not your day-to-day car.
Mercedes-Benz. I'm agreeing with you. Be happy.
BM,
so you win. He has no choice. He's done.
I say, because the Merc was on my short list. Yes, get the Merc.
Copycat.
And I agree with Linda.
Copycat.
Save a bit more money. Get the Z3, the second car. You won't regret it.
You don't know.
But you said
you,
that.
You can't have a C230. You can't have a C230. And
why not? They're different offerings.
Yeah, but now you're going to
I'm all taking those same
boxes. Whatever you're working for, Spoo, will be working to fix these two cars. That's my problem. If I have to choose between the two, I'll take the Merc for day to day.
That doesn't apply to the TT that you're recommending.
No, TT is better, Chief. To running costs between these two.
You said 19,000 for what?
Between the two. Between the three. Honestly.
It's a 1.8 engine. Long, but you know that's baseless.
I mean,
but
it's a four-cylinder engine, even to service it. Get the Merc.
So let's get to the corner. Corner kick.
The corner.
I was going to make a joke, but then we'll get cancelled.
Say it. I mean, that's why we have a podcast to say whatever. I'm loving what corner was.
They say why Portuguese so good at corners.
Because I open a shop every time they get a corner.
You're going down.
It's a good thing, Portuguese people, which means you're enterprising. you know. But yeah,
and it's such an old joke.
It's such an old joke.
Yeah.
It's not even funny.
Look, so last week we had a chat about the golden era.
Mm-hmm.
We had such a big response. Everyone's like, yeah, yeah, but you must get us, tell us. And everyone's arguing, yeah, my golden era is 1990 to 2000. C6. So I thought, maybe let's sit here and say, okay, which cars of your era that you think are good in your era, and your era? Mm-hmm. I know you're going to say Cortina and a Sierra.
Freestyle Ferrari, Baba.
Oh, God.
The original Freestyle Ferrari, either a Cortina or...
And we had both of those cars at home. And I said, no.
I think this guy would be excited at the work as here.
No.
You know, like that car, bruh, like I'll never forget the days we had.
In the Sierra.
In the Sierra.
The Sierra, whenever you have good fun, we had a station wagon, right? Mm. I would steal it.
Mm.
And would fit almost everything and everyone, including an elephant in that car. And we'd galavant and we'd take out five rand, and then it would be 20 rand. And my dad, every Sunday, would be blaspheming me because, where is my petrol? But
and you know, it became the top four seller in the 80s.
No, Sierra was Ford a good seller. But
so it was a good car. We had the GTI, Golf GTI.
Two.
Yeah, Mark II.
Okay, now we are talking.
80s.
Mm.
We had you, Mr. Ferrari fan. We had the F40.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good car.
That came out. We had the Countach.
Mm-hmm. You know those 80s. Cars, though? The thing about the Countach and the Ferrari and stuff, lovely cars.
Mm.
But everyone, every test I've seen, everyone's like, hi.
Tough to drive.
Very tough to drive. But if you think about the aesthetics, when you look at them, ne? We had the M5.
And shoulder pads.
And afros.
And afros. And
then you go well
together.
And then
those
tracksuits are
and
shiny.
And then we had the M5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the original M5.
We had the M3, but it was only left-handed that came out. The
but
E30.
We didn't get the M5 in South Africa.
We didn't get the M5, the first
the
one.
M535,
right? Mm-hmm. And then the last one we had was the Quadro. Yeah, the Audi Quattro.
The Quattro, yes.
That was introduced in the
80s. The R2,
well.
No, the R2 was, RS2
was
90s. That's
the
90s.
One you were talking about last week. Yeah. It went on to win the...
The Le Mans. No, not the Le Mans. It went to everyone.
Most of the rally.
And
rally
everyone now is... I remember there was a car. There was a car brand that was like, we'll stick to the back wheel drive.
Rear wheel drive
because it's good for driving. Now they're four wheel drive. How?
With the rear-wheel drive option, because the statement is still valid.
Yeah, like,
so those are my five top five cars.
Nice.
So the F40,
F40.
Ne, Ferrari, the Sierra, Ford Sierra, I'll never...
XR6.
There was the XR8. The one with the, remember the 8? Mm. That was banned in South Africa, I think, yeah.
And then we had the Golf GTI, the Mark II.
Okay, I agree with you there.
We had the BMW M5, and then my last one is the Audi Quattro. That was introduced. So
okay.
That's my top five in the 80s.
You killed me, Quattro. I annihilated you, Quattro. Shut up. Damn it.
He's right. You have Mr. Seven. Were you 70s?
You was a 70s.
Oh,
my
70s.
60s, 70s.
When he was a teenager.
Okay, this guy said,
it's like that, huh?
He was telling me now on Hector Peterson in Amogolta Challenge. And a nigga died and he's still owed
he
me money.
Man, this guy. You know when he went there? I was looking at a Jaguar.
Why do you think he was running? He was running away from me.
Was he going to be canceled?
Sorry, comrades. Sorry.
Bopa. You want contracts, please.
Anyway, for me, Chevy Stingray, as I said before.
It still kills
Chance.
You.
Even
oh,
now.
Man, that thing
is... The Stingray is... You know, but there was a Stingray. There was another Corvette with the two lights.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Corvette convertible. It had a... On the door, it had something like a C. Like, it had two colors.
Yeah.
It was before... It was longer than a Stingray.
But it was a Corvette as well.
It was a Corvette.
So many models.
I think
that
was a gorgeous-looking car.
Yeah. Now, for me, the Stingray is arguably the most beautiful car ever made. We'll put up the picture.
Yeah. So. Now, Stingray. There's another one. There's a Corvette. Nice. Even, in fact, I think on the last video when you put it up, I put that one and the Stingray.
Mm.
I forget
and I
what.
I like the convertible thing.
Yeah.
For me,
yeah,
the convertible is quite
it's
nice.
It's stunning. And those rims. Beautiful.
Yeah.
And then the Ferrari 250 GT California. Ooh, my man. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, there, those things are stunning.
Nah, there you've killed those me. No. And how much are those things going for? The current California is supposed to represent that. And it's never.
Nowhere near. Its cred is nowhere near that. And then the GT500 Ford Mustang. Eleanor. Gone in 60 seconds.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then there was a Lamborghini 350 GT.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Similar to the Ferrari design and all that. Yes. Also a beautiful car.
BMW?
I'm waiting. Actually, I have no BMW.
Oh, what happened?
What?
Mina, hey, let me tell you.
Wait,
oh, you still
do you have another one?
No.
Is that the... Okay.
This...
So just quickly, ne?
Yeah.
This 1960 Ferrari 250 California Spider could bring $18 million at an auction.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, that I can't.
There you go.
But
dollars, man. Yeah.
But guys, yeah. now we're told we are playing marbles.
Okay.
It was good playing with the marbles.
Okay, but
now let's go play soccer.
Okay.
No, not even soccer. Let's go play. Let's go graduate and play the stock market, okay. Not marbles.
Let's hear this.
So I'm going to look at five cards, like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Eech,
five, look at five.
I'll look at five. Audi, let's look at the big one. Audi, BM, Merc, VW, Toyota, and Lexus. Dashes, and then go.
So your era was the 2000s, huh?
2000 to 2010.
Mm. Okay.
Let's start with the Audi.
Mm.
Guys, the S4, right?
Mm-hmm.
4.2, 253 kilowatts. 5.4 seconds. That was this was competing with the M3, which then became the CSL, the E46. It was competing with that. Then there was the RS4. I'm just talking about Audis now.
Okay.
Then there's RS4, 309 kilowatts. That car, chief. Now you know you can't. That RS4. Then there was a C6 RS6, the V10. Biter. We know that they took the engine from a Lamborghini. And, yeah, sure, they did it. Put tables in a sedan.
Okay.
Jesus, they were made produced between
was 2000. Was it a station wagon? I think it was.
There was a station wagon and a sedan.
Okay. Mm.
They were produced between 2008 and 2010, and those are rare.
Mm.
If I ever find one, 0 to 100, 4.3, and it's the R8.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
No, let's just that's Audi, and I've just thought of four.
Mm-hmm.
Then we go to BMW,
mm-hmm.
E46, M3 CSL. Do you know what CSL stands for?
I actually do.
Oh.
I know the L is lightweight. Your S is sport competition.
Coupe, sports coupe, lightweight. Coupe.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
And he says, I'm your BMW fan.
I mean, I just forgot.
Yeah. The E46, that.
Mm.
In fact, the one after the V8, I don't see it. I actually rate the E46 better than... The V8.
Okay.
So, that's E46. Then there is E60.
Mm-hmm.
BMW M5, the V10.
Mm-hmm.
With the SMG. Although the SMG is problematic. And you know it won the engine of the year.
Mm-hmm.
They paid someone. They paid someone.
Come
that guy's problematic. We know that. We know it's a genius of a car. But everyone will tell you, that engine. And that gearbox and the jackiness. We love it. I would buy that car tomorrow. We love it for what it is.
Mm.
But we know, as if I'm none. You know, it's like falling in love with a prostitute. You know. but you're in love. What can you do?
How do you know?
No. Like I'm saying, you fall in love with a prostitute. You know what is the baggage.
Mm.
But you choose to say, I like you.
Here's a funny story. Quickly. But finish.
And then you know what? One of the most underrated cars from BMW that we don't give enough credit to, the X5.
The first one.
The X5 brought about this whole SUV, car-like driving.
Mm.
Because all X5 people are like, not all the SUVs. If you turn a corner, your children are vomiting. because of the body roll. You know that has happened to me recently with the Landy.
A child vomited?
No, we're driving down Mkomazi. And I was driving, and the car, I feel like vomit. Because it was rolling, it was pitching and rolling, which is a sad thing.
Mm.
So, Merc, guys, Merc in the 2000-2010 was going crazy. SL55, C63, let me put this, everything MG, E55 MG, ML55, S55, S65, V12.
C55.
CLK55.
CLS.
CLS. Was that we also forget that? Because that also started the case of this coupe stuff. The CLS 55, CLS 63. Everything that said AMG in the 2000, if you see it, Dumelan, Kupayo. What color doesn't matter?
Take CLK 63.
CLK 63. There was a black edition. Black. There was a SLK 55. That small thing with that 5.5 liter engine. So Mercedes-Benz went crazy. So you understand?
They're trying to catch up to BMW.
Golf. VW. VW, I'm just going to give you two. Python. In fact, let's stop with Python. I'm just going to say Ferdinand Piëch, Bugatti Veyron. Let's move along. Toyota Lexus, let's move on. I haven't even started, Chief.
But we didn't even start. The mandate was 5 cars.
Chief, I've given you 100.
We've had a PowerPoint presentation.
Once again.
I couldn't choose. You know, I chose 5 brands.
So let's do this. Because you can't choose, well, we can choose.
We have to agree. Guys to 2010. Agree.
I think... Let's give one T-shirt away,
someone
who will give a better PowerPoint presentation than Linda about their golden era of cars. Put it down in the comments.
We'll make a special T-shirt for that person.
For that person.
For their golden era.
And they must name them their top car.
And then we'll
in
put
that
it,
era,
yes.
And then we'll make
we'll design
a
something.
T-shirt with that car.
With that car. Yeah.
One of one. That car
but
T-shirt
so which
for you.
Which one do you still think, even after my presentation, you still take your...
Yeah. Look, man, I think all errors, for me...
Yeah. Make, yes, they feed to the
something
next.
Something special
do you understand?
About
yeah.
each one.
Each error leads
to... 2000 to 2010, best one.
Okay. So you're talking about prosties.
Your favorite subject.
Your favorite. Prosties. He's even got a nickname for
it. You know when he said you should not, like, I wanted to. But I was like, let me not.
We're talking prosties, my favorite things.
Did you read about Jude Bellingham?
Oh, yes, I saw that.
Real Madrid player. He's dating a chick who's listed on an escort.
That fine chick.
I saw that.
Hey, she's listed hot. There.
You see, understands M5
so they,
living.
They put the you know that photo that's got a line of Majida banging, and then
that's
he's
the
one
thing to a guy,
standing
you know
with the flowers and the ring.
Why do you guys do that?
And now there was a game on the weekend.
And he lost.
No, he wasn't playing because he's got a red card. So he's there with his mother, and then there's a photo of his mother.
I checked it, bro. Looking
at this girl like, but yeah. Anyway, just quickly, F1 testing has started. So we're getting ever closer, gents. 2 weeks to go.
March.
2 weeks to go.
You know why I know? It's my birthday. It's my birthday month. F1 starts.
I wanted to discuss tire strategies, but I think we'll do that on another show. The new car designs are out. Please put them out.
Yes, I saw that.
The Aston. Wow, it looks awesome. And they are also excited about the
car. I'm looking forward to Aston too.
Yeah, Lena, besides Ferrari, which is my obvious choice, I think Aston is my other choice. Merck is going to struggle because they've got an 18-year-old. And I think Red Bull, they're not too sure about their design as well. But happy they're hiding a lot of stuff. So we'll see. So we'll put the car designs down. And guys, don't forget to please subscribe,
please
like and comment the show. Everything is free. There's even free T-shirts up for grabs.
It would be such a disaster if Lewis had to not perform. But look, he's got a good car. Ferrari was towards the end of last year. Ferrari was good. Let's hope they take it over. Mercedes-Benz, I don't see them. I think they don't have ideas, but maybe who knows. So I'm hoping that will work.
You know, Ferrari has pulled out all the stops.
Everything.
And
that contract.
He doesn't strike me as a person who gets overwhelmed by pressure.
That's
he just takes it in.
That's why F1 it is.
He looks so calm in everything. Yeah. Mm. And that, for me, exudes confidence high around the car, around the team. Let's hope everything goes well.
Mm-hmm.
2 weeks to go, Australia. Mm-hmm. Testing is ongoing. Let's see what happens.
All right. Thank you. I think that's it for today.
For you?
I'm good.
2000, 2010.
Huh? Jesus, guys, we practice this every week.
Just
like, subscribe, like, comment.
Comment.
Okay. Start one, two, three.
Like.
Subscribe.
Comment.
Cheers. Look at this. Look at the cool
comment.
Cheers, guys.
Ciao.